Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guest this morning is, actually it's our guest with an S. We have three guests. We're so excited. We have Leah Pepple, there's Alyssa Four, and then Tina Verba will also be joining us here, and we'll hear more about them in a few minutes. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk to my old pal, Leah here. She's been on our station several times over the years, and it's always glad to have you. Leah, welcome back. I'm glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much.
You were one of our first guests when we started this thing, so we're very excited to have you back. I want you to, first of all, tell us about Leah. You've been here for 23 years, which is a lifetime, so it's just wonderful that you've been here working here and doing these things you've been doing. How did you get involved with this place?
Well, I've always been involved in education in some manner. I graduated from Everett Area High School and then went out to Pittsburgh and got my elementary and special education degree from Duquesne University. Came back to the county and worked with 3 to 5 year olds a number of years. Started out at Chestnut Ridge in a program and then went to Head Start for a number of years. At Head Start, I was a home visitor for years and then training specialist, and then I became program manager. And in that role, I started writing grants for various programs, federal funding. At the same time, my husband and I were in the Everett Volunteer Fire Company, and we started doing fundraising. And this position came up at ACM that involved fundraising, grant writing, and working with the community. And I decided it was maybe a chance to make a move and work with the Bedford County Regional Education Foundation to help raise money for scholarships. And I have really enjoyed that move here at ACM and being able to help students change their lives through education. So I worked here for a few days. I was coordinator at that point. And then I also went up to our Somerset County campus. And then years ago, I was moved here and worked solely with the Bedford County campus.
Let me ask you a question. How different is it working with these young people at the college and five-year-olds?
That is a good question. Well, you know, I think they're both curious. You know, no matter what age we are, we're curious about, you know, what we're going to do in our lives and the world around us. You know, I love talking to people, no matter what age you are, when you're learning something new, there's just excitement. And you see that in five-year-olds, but you also see it in college students who are pursuing their dreams and learning new skills, whether they want to be a nurse, a cybersecurity specialist, or something else.
That's terrific. And I didn't make light of that, but it's teaching. I don't know a thing about teaching, but it's very interesting. As you can see, it's not necessary in radio to learn how to spell, because I was told your name is spelled with a Y, Alyssa. But I said, we're in radio. We just say Alyssa. We don't care if it's an I or Y or whatever. You know, you've all been very gracious. ACM is a very interesting story, because when I first moved here 10 or 11 years ago, I was surprised that they had a community college from Maryland teaching in Pennsylvania. So I assumed that there was no Pennsylvania version of it. But how did that happen here in Everett?
Well, we started offering courses in Bedford County back in 1990. But prior to that, there was a group of people, many who wanted to bring post-secondary educational opportunities to the community. And they talked with several Pennsylvania institutions about coming to Bedford County, but they were hesitant to do so. And at the time, Allegheny College of Maryland, it was Allegheny Community College at the time, right. They knew that they were getting a lot of Pennsylvania residents traveling down to Cumberland to take courses. So they were willing to come across state lines and start offering courses here in Bedford County. There definitely was support of Bedford County government at the time, and the Everett Area School District was really instrumental in making it possible for ACM to offer those courses. In 1990, when we started serving people here, all of the classes were in the evenings in the Everett Area High School. And then in 1993, the actual facility where we are today, construction was started on the facility, and it was opened in 1994. And we sit on ground that is leased by the Everett Area School District. Back then, county commissioners helped to make an annual payment that funded the construction of this building. So there were many, many people who had a vision of bringing post-secondary educational opportunities to the community, and we're grateful for them that they had that vision and foresight to be able to bring an out-of-state institution into Pennsylvania back in the day.
Our guest is Leah Pepple, who is the Director of Advancement for the school here at ACM Everett. I like ACM Everett. It's shorter, it's easier to say, so it's a good way to remember it. But I want you to give me a little tutorial on what the primary difference is between a community college and a college, or are you both now?
Well, we are considered a community college because we offer associate's degrees, certificates, and letters of recognition. Four-year institutions are able to offer bachelor's degrees. Mm-hmm. We certainly work with many, many four-year institutions because some students come here with the goal of getting a degree, associate's degree, and going into the workforce, but many others start at ACM, whether it be here at our Cumberland campus, and then they transfer to those four-year institutions to be able to complete degrees. Certainly the costs are more affordable at a community college oftentimes than maybe at a four-year institution. So this is a great opportunity to make education just more financially manageable for students.
I had a similar conversation with Mike Odelic the other day at the BCTC. I said that these schools like yours not only maybe prepare students to go to maybe a larger institution, but prepare them for a job or work if they want to. Mm-hmm. So that there's a direct benefit for coming here because you learn something you can actually do as opposed to taking a liberal arts degree and then hoping you become a vice president of a bank. So this is the main primary difference that I see. So your service is real here, that people can actually come here and not learn a trade so much, but learn how to do something that the people will pay them for and have a good career out of it. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I look across our community, and many of our graduates are working in local businesses, from the healthcare institutions to the banks to many different places. Our students are employed and offering their skills and services and helping to contribute to the local community and the economy.
I wanted to cover that instead of getting a mission statement from the school, because I know everybody loves mission statements, but it's what you do. I'm just a big believer of that. But before I came here, I did a lot of work with the Delaware County Community College in Pennsylvania, and they have a tremendous operation. I think they have three or four locations now, and they're in other counties because the school is so strong. But people come out of there with real jobs. The big one, that they have a good, I'd say it's called Act 120 program for the policemen. And so if you want to be a policeman, you can go to that college, get a two-year degree in criminal science and come out and be a cop, and you're all licensed and ready to go. So those are things that I think are very, very effective, especially if young people are looking for it. And as far as cost is concerned, I read the other day in the U.S. News and World Report where they rank all those schools. You know, Yale is now $72,000 a year, including tuition, to go to that school. That's before you buy your first book. So that's versus around, what, $6,000 or $7,000 here. And I don't know when those Yale kids go to a good job. They can't all go to Wall Street, so there must be something they can do, right? Anyway, thanks a lot. I appreciate that very much. We have some new guests here today. We have Alyssa Four. Alyssa, I understand that you're also involved with the foundation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell me what you do here.
So I work for the Bedford County Regional Education Foundation, and I am also a community relations assistant. So I work with Leah in our foundation office here at the college. I work with scholarships, donors out in the community, and we're also at a bunch of community events. So anything that's happening downtown here in Everett, up in Bedford, usually Leah and I are there representing ACM.
So I understand that you are also a product of this good school.
I am. I graduated in the spring of 2023 with my associate's degree in business administration, and through that, I was able to land a job locally in the community. It was not working out for me, and I saw that this position became available, and I saw that Leah was also working in the foundation office, so I thought that this would be perfect for me. I was hired in the spring of 2024, and then I started classes actually through a 3+1 program that we have here at Allegheny College of Maryland. I'm now working towards my bachelor's degree with St. Francis.
I've heard about this 3+1. Tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so the college has agreements with these four-year institutions. You can get your two-year degree here, take another third year with ACM, and then transfer to your college of choice for your fourth year, and it's all online. So it's very affordable. It's easy to do when you're working. I work full-time, so I get to go home and do my courses online. And like I said, it was perfect for me. I get that four-year degree at the end, but I was able to come here and get my first three years, actually, done. And then I have my fourth year at St.
Francis. So I understand you're St. Francis is where you're going?
Correct.
In Evansburg?
Yeah.
So you don't have to go to Evansburg?
Nope. It'll be all online my fourth year, so I can work it around my schedule and do what works best for me.
This is wild. I wish I'd had this stuff when I was in school. Wow, this is great. We have three lovely ladies here. We have Leah Pepple, Alyssa Four, and Tina Verber, who we're going to talk to in a few minutes. I want to get back to you a second, Leah. I think the whole community college idea is a wonderful thing in our day and age. We have computer technology. You have a nursing program here. Tell me about the nursing program. Everybody needs nurses. People must fly out of here when they're nursing. Is that happening?
All of our nursing graduates, if they want to work, they have job opportunities.
Yeah.
Because there are many openings in various aspects of the healthcare industry for nursing. Our students earn associate's degree in nursing, which makes them eligible to take the NCLEX exam. That NCLEX exam allows them to then be registered or licensed as a registered nurse. And many of our students find this is a great pathway for them. They're able to come here, get their associate's degree, do the clinical phase of nursing, start working in the hospital systems or healthcare industries, and a lot of those employers are covering the cost of, you know, having those students go back and get their bachelor's degree of nursing online. So it really is an opportunity for students to get into the nursing field a little quicker and not have a ton of cost associated with getting their RN.
We are talking to the ladies of the Allegheny College of Maryland in Everett. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking to Tina Verber, who's going to be our other star witness here when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Tom Wright of Bedford Reinforced Plastics, and you are listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the ACM campus in Everett, officially called the Allegheny College of Maryland, Bedford County. I got that right, Leah? Okay.
Yeah, Allegheny College of Maryland, Bedford County.
I was corrected off the air, but now I'm correct. Okay. Tina, good morning. Great to have you on here. And I understand you're in charge of campus life here. Is that correct?
I am. I'm the new director here at Bedford County Campus, as well as student services.
So what is campus life like at a day hop school? I've never understood that, so you can explain that to me.
Well, I'll tell you, coming from working at the Cumberland campus for the last 12 years to the Bedford County campus, it's very different, but in a very positive way. The halls are still full of students going from one class to another, being able to go down and see them studying and just meeting with their friends in the student lounge is very enjoyable to me. Being able to help the students with their programming and scheduling their classes is also a daily part of being here on campus. And just seeing their smiling faces every day. It's a pleasure.
That's great. So in your day-to-day, I mean, what kind of things would you do in a typical day when you're out there with the students?
Well, I do many things, which is another piece of this job that I love, from paying bills to being in different meetings regarding the campus. But then I am working with students off and on throughout the day with making sure they're in the right program, talking about a program path that works for them, because there's many ways to complete your degree. You know, it doesn't have to be that one set recommended pathway. A lot of our students are working or are parents or have other big commitments. So part of my job is to help them see their goal to how it can come to fruition in a way that is realistic for them so that they can be successful. And so I'm a cheerleader of sorts. Right. I'm here to give them help and show them different options.
From what I've seen, the whole place is cheerleaders, but I mean...
That's how I like to refer to myself.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm a champion for them. I'm always in their corner trying to help them figure out a way.
I went to an urban school in Boston, and one of my early experiences when I was a freshman was they were all in brownstone buildings, and there were many, many colleges on that street. And you could go to class not only in the wrong class, you could go to class in the wrong building and the wrong school. I remember I walked into the Katie Gibbs School for secretarial school by accident because I thought I was going to my next class. So I wonder if you help people get into the right classes here.
Well, I do. Yes. And it's so easy because we're all on one level in one building. And so we know where every room is and who's teaching it. And everybody knows everyone.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Is there anything else you do outside the building here for the students?
Well, we're heavily involved in the community,
right.
So we're always involved in different community events.
Okay. Leah, tell me a little bit about what it's like when someone leaves this school. Let's pick a nursing program as an example. Now, what I'm hearing from you is that there's ambulances lined up outside just to pick up these kids and swoop them into a hospital, but maybe it's a little crazy, but maybe not that much. But tell me what happens after they leave here. Do they come back for more training, or is that it?
So most of our nursing graduates, they take that NCLEX exam to be registered nurses, and then they are working out in the hospitals. So typically, sometimes if they want to complete their bachelor's degree, there may be another course or two that they can take here, but mostly to continue their education, they would be doing that through a four-year institution. But we've had graduates from ACM, Bedford County Campus Nursing Program. They're working at UPMC Bedford, UPMC Altoona, Conemaugh, Nason, or Conemaugh up in Johnstown. They're in the nursing homes. They're in working for Bayada, just all kinds of different employers in the healthcare industry. And most of our graduates in nursing, they stay in this area. So they're working within, you know, local counties. They're living here. They're continuing to contribute to the tax base, which is wonderful. It's a great way to keep young people here serving the community and helping others through their careers.
I know that's one of the objectives of the Chamber of Commerce, to keep young people here and have them not run away somewhere to where else to get a better job. So this is some of the contributions you make. Let me switch gears a minute. Talk to me about this foundation. What is that about, and how does it work with the school?
Yeah, so the Bedford County Regional Education Foundation is really like the nonprofit arm of the ACM Bedford County campus. That nonprofit foundation in which I work with and Alyssa, we have board members from the community, but our main purpose is to provide scholarship support to students to help make education financially accessible for them. The foundation also obtains resources to help with facility improvements, instructional equipment, and since that foundation was formed in 1993, we've awarded over $4.3 million to students through scholarships, tuition assistance, and emergency book funding. And that would not be possible without the support of the community. There are so many generous donors, individuals, businesses who want to help students change their lives in education, so they've set up scholarships funds, or through their businesses they're giving donations that help cover cost of classes that students take in high school. And without them, the foundation would not be able to provide that support to students.
Is that the primary objective of the foundation, to provide this tuition money, or does it do other things as well?
In addition with the tuition and scholarships, again, we've helped with a lot of facility improvement projects. We have a nursing simulation lab where our nursing students are able to practice all of their clinical skills before they go out into the hospital and practice those skills on real people. The foundation has helped to buy a lot of the equipment that is located in that room, really just whatever the needs are, whether it be classroom furniture, cybersecurity equipment. The foundation tries to find a way or the resources to make those things possible.
When I first saw that, when you opened that, it looked like you have a little clinic in the front door. And is it still in the same place?
Yes.
And that was pretty impressive. You walk in the little hospital as you walk in. So the students actually go in there and practice on dummies and things like that?
Yeah, and those dummies are really smart.
Yeah, I know they are.
Those dummies actually, the nursing faculty, they're able to make the mannequins breathe and, you know, have heart rates, and they can put them into cardiac arrest. And students then would have to practice CPR. They can practice catheters and feeding tubes and all kinds of things that they're going to need to do in the hospital setting. They're able to practice. They learn the skills, the theory in the classroom. Then they're able to go into the nursing sim lab and practice on those patients in a safe manner. And then they're able to go out into the hospital sites to actually practice those skills on real people.
But do the dummies complain about the food?
I haven't heard them. I don't think so.
I think you should have like a little AI dummy that come in and start complaining about the help and the food and everything else.
Those dummies actually, they can cry and they can like make a screaming sound or a moan,
right.
You know, to show that they're in pain. But I don't think they complain about the food yet.
We're having all this fun today at ACM Everett with Leah Pepple, who is Director of Advancement, and also Alyssa Four and Tina Verba, who have joined us here on the program this morning. And it's always fun to have all of you here. I have so much stuff in front of me. She gave me this wonderful, what do you call it, a portfolio, a little briefcase. I'm going to keep that. That's a great little thing. And also you have pictures of people here of engaging your future. So what does engaging your future mean? It's just working on things you want to do when you get out of the school? That would be it? Who would like to answer that question? How about you, Tina?
Engaging your
future. Tina Verber. Yeah, I understand. I have to ask you one more question. I understand it's a job requirement here to have the name Tina. Is that correct?
It is a job requirement. Right. Yes, absolutely.
Because your predecessor's name was Tina. Right?
Yep, Tina Imes, and we also have Tina Kravitz.
Okay, I just want to get that straight now. But anyway, go right ahead.
Lots of Tinas. So engaging your future is finding a program that's going to work for you. And because we have so much to choose from, sometimes you need a little bit of guidance to be able to figure out what that is. We have letters of recognition where you can focus in on 9 credits or 3 classes and build a specific skill set.
Right.
Those credits seamlessly transfer into a certificate, which is typically 30 credits, also focusing in on one specific skill set. But then those certificates then seamlessly transfer into a 2-year degree, an associate's degree, that can be prep for employment or transfer prep, going on for a 4-year degree or beyond. So there's just so many choices, and we can start them from any level that would work for them.
Yeah, that's a great story, because I hear so many young people are drifting. They don't know what they want to do. Their parents urge them to go to college. They want to go to college. They want to do something, but not sure what it is.
Right.
And you can probably straighten out some of that stuff when they come here, can't you?
Absolutely. We have so many students come in, and they don't know which way they want to go. They're uncertain. They're unsure. And so we can show them, you could start with a letter of recognition, let's say business entrepreneur or business sales and marketing, and you can have that skill set. Going to increase your marketability. You can put that on a resume. It can start you into an entry-level job, and then you have the freedom to lead into a certificate and into a degree with that.
Right. And if you don't want to continue to a degree, you can go into workplace and take these skills you've learned here, right?
You've got that skill set. You don't have to go any further.
I just met this remarkable young man, of all places, at the courthouse. He is a part-time employee at the tip staff. And he comes to work every day in a 3-piece suit and a tie like mine. Mm-hmm. This guy looks like he walked out of Brooks Brothers. And I said, well, what are you doing here? He says, well, I'm in college. I think he might be at St. Francis. And he says, I want to be a lawyer. And then I want to be a judge. So this guy's, you know, his line's straight and true. He knows exactly what he wants to do. And he looks like a judge. See, I think he's 21 years old. So, you know, I'm glad to see you have people around here that are focused like that.
Yeah.
Like yourself. Wow, this is great. Tina Verba was just speaking to me also. We have Alyssa Ford. Are you involved in any of this stuff with the students' careers? Is that anything you do?
So I work primarily more in the foundation office, mm-hmm. so with donors, money coming in for scholarships, tuition assistance. We have emergency book funding, any aid that we can award to students to make it more financially accessible. That's more of my role here.
Well, if I was one of those Yale students and I had to plunk down somehow $75,000 a year,
yeah.
I'm going to need a lot of help.
Yeah.
So this is a big thing to help people get that off their minds so they can get busy working on school and worry
Absolutely.
About what they're going to do later.
Yeah.
So
I graduated from Northern Bedford High School in 2020 and immediately came here. My first year was in that fall. That was also the beginning of COVID. Well, I guess it started in March, but the first full semester of COVID, I was scared. I didn't know if I was supposed to be going to school or not, if I was doing what I needed to do. But everyone here at ACM was so welcoming and nurturing and just helped me through that really scary time. I also was awarded scholarships through the foundation. So it's just kind of a full circle moment to be in this role where I'm at now. I received scholarships as a student, and now I get to help facilitate the funds to award scholarships.
I'm sure the boss has told you that foundation and money raising is where it's at.
What?
You know, let me tell you something. Let me go back to Yale a minute. You know why they hired the president of Yale? To get money. That's why they hired the president of Yale. And yeah, they have PhDs and everything, but they're really there to raise money for the mm-hmm. schools. And that's why they all have billion-dollar endowments. Their endowments larger than some countries. So I'm telling you, it's where it's at. You're really in a good spot today. Both of you, really.
Well,
excellent.
And I have
and
to
Leah,
say,
well, do you agree with some of that?
Yeah.
I know I exaggerate, but you,
yeah. But
my wife says I exaggerate. Imagine why.
It's all about relationships. I mean, we've built relationships here, and I think there are so many people in the community that are willing to help the foundation and create scholarship funds because they see the benefit. They see students being able to come here, get a degree, get their education, and now they're working in the community. I think as we continue to grow, hopefully there'll be some alumni of the college who might want to start scholarship funds of their own someday. Just like Alyssa, she received scholarships and helped make her education possible. So I think there are opportunities to grow, but certainly neither one of us would have jobs without the generosity of the community.
I figured about 30 or 40 years now, you'll have the Alyssa Ford chair here with all the money she made at that time.
Yeah, that'd be great. we can name a scholarship fund or maybe a room or something.
If you give
like
them enough, you give enough money, they'll give you a whole building. That's what happens.
Hey, really, we're a great team. We like to use the word team around here.
Yeah, I'm glad. Leah, what have I missed? We're out of time, so what have I missed here?
Yeah, I think one other thing that I just mentioned is our early college program. Maybe people don't know about that, the listeners. We have an opportunity where high school students within our community are able to start taking college classwork through Allegheny College of Maryland, Bedford County campus. And those students, they have to be academically ready and at least 16 years of age or have a gifted IEP. But through the generosity of businesses like ECM Insurance Group, Hometown Bank of PA, Rutters, and others, they're providing educational improvement tax credit donations, and that's actually covering the cost of tuition, fees, and books for high school students to take college classes while they're still in high school. And it's opening up the doors of educational opportunity to these students. Many of our families maybe wouldn't be able to afford the cost of college when they're in high school. And thanks to the generosity of donors, all of the students that are able to, they're able to take a class and get a head start on their careers and their educational pathway. So just wanted to mention that and just thank everybody who makes it possible.
Well, Leah Peppel and Alyssa Ford and Tina Verber, you've all been very gracious, and thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me this morning. And I've enjoyed being here. Always enjoyed being here. I come here just for the fun sometimes.
We want
to thank our guests this morning. The program is brought to you as a public service by Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.